This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1882, English Vocabulary for This Day and Age.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. How do you feel about the current climate? This episode is not about the weather. Today, learn how to use the word climate to have thought-provoking conversations about politics, economics, racism, and change in English.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Aubrey, what's shaking?
Hi, Lindsay. I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. What are we getting into today on All Ears English?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Here.
All right. Ask
what
away.
What is something that's different in this day and age from when your parents were young?
Yeah, I feel like so much has changed. My parents grew up in the 50s, so I can't imagine a different era, right? The assumption, I think, in the 50s, honestly, is that a woman would not work, would not have a career. And if she did, I think she was a nurse or a secretary, right? We know that from Mad Men, right? We know the show Mad Men, right? And all the media from that time. My grandmother was a nurse, which is really cool. But yeah, I don't think women really had careers in the business world.
Yeah,
actual
that's a really
positions,
good point.
Mm-hmm,
yes,
leadership.
I feel like we could almost answer everything. Everything's changed.
Everything's
like
changed.
So much about technology, the business world for sure. And that's a really big one for women that, yeah, mm-hmm. it's normal, you know, standard for us to have a career, at least in the United States, but in our parents' day and age, it was not. Yeah.
And, I mean, that's not to say there's not a lot more progress to be done, right?
Oh, sure.
I mean, there are some famous female CEOs, but I think female CEOs also don't get as much leeway or forgiveness as male CEOs do, right? But we could talk about that another day.
Ooh, interesting. I would love to have this conversation, to have our kids have this conversation and see what it's like for them, right?
Yeah.
So interesting.
Things will change,
but
even more.
Yeah, this is interesting. So I use that expression in this day and age, mm-hmm. and that is one of the expressions we use to talk about now compared to the past. And the expression "in today's climate" came up a few episodes ago in 1852 when you and Michelle were talking about words for like stomach, tummy and belly. Such a fun episode. And discussing how today's climate can be difficult to stomach. So we're going to get into this a little more today because, oh, it's so interesting.
Yeah. But guys, make sure you hit follow on this podcast right now. If you are not following us, you want to make sure that All Ears English comes up in your deck, so that you don't miss a single podcast. We publish 4 days a week here. And go back and check out that other episode, 1852. Right, Aubrey?
Yes, so interesting. And to talk about that you're having trouble stomaching something in today's climate is so native and natural. You don't want to miss that, you guys.
Yes, it's so true. Okay, so the term climate, right? Let's get into it then. Yeah.
So our first expression we say in the current climate. Mm-hmm. So to define some definitions here, climate in this sense is not about the weather. It's the immediate presence or the most recent up-to-date time, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking about our current time.
Yeah, that's the most important key, right, for today. We're not talking about the weather, the storms, the hurricanes in Mexico, not talking about that today, right?
Yes, when we say current climate, right, we're talking about the sort of general development of opinions or of situations at a particular time now, right? If we say current climate, we could say the climate back then and the current climate is the current situation.
Yeah. And so we're going to give you guys some situation where this comes up the most right now. I would say number one is definitely politics, right? Mm-hmm. So the political climate. And that's what I think Michelle and I were talking about in that episode.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Right. We might say our current political climate is quite volatile. This is a really fun word that means unpredictable, likely to change and usually for the worse, right? Yeah, so it means we're a little, we're not feeling really good about the current climate.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great bonus for our listeners for today. Guys, write that one down. I'm sure that'll be in the app as a keyword, right, Aubrey? Yes. I'm sure it will. So guys, get the All Ears English app. But yeah, unpredictable, volatile. I'm feeling that way about the stock market right now, right? And that leads into the other one, which we can go back to number two, but economic climate, Aubrey. Economic climate.
For sure, right? We might say in today's economic climate, it's difficult to feel financially secure. Or what you were saying, in today's economic climate, stocks are all over the place.
Yes, exactly. Or I guess I don't hear the term market climate. I just hear market on its own to kind of mean the same thing. Would you agree with that?
Yes, very much so, right? The economic climate is the market. They're synonymous for sure.
Is the market. Yeah. And what else? Do we have one other scenario?
Yeah, the social climate, right? We might say, thankfully, in this social climate, we're trying to be more aware of others' feelings. So then we're talking about more social awareness.
Yeah, and I think around the pandemic, right, we kind of entered into a new and more advanced and more evolved kind of social climate. Would you say so in terms of our social consciousness, our awareness of society and challenges?
Definitely. This is fascinating to me because I feel like getting away from sort of the culture you grow up in can sometimes do that for you. For me, moving from Idaho to New York expanded my awareness of social climates, right? I realized, okay, things are maybe different than I realized. My opinion started evolving. And I think that definitely happened during the pandemic. Technology started with Zoom and everything. I feel like the world just opened up and we sort of hit this spot where individuals are more likely to stand up for what they want and what they need. And it was just the perfect moment for social awareness for a lot of us to say, what you need and let's fix some of these things.
Absolutely. Now for you, Aubrey, was it more powerful moving to New York or moving to Europe as a younger, like a teenager, in, you know, 18, 19,
that's
more powerful?
That's a very good question. Mm-hmm. Both were eye-opening for sure. But when I went to Europe, I was still quite young. So most of the conversations I was having were with teenagers and pretty superficial. I didn't really have in-depth conversations with adults. And but then when I moved to New York, I was married. I was 26, 27. And so I was thinking more about the social climate. I was more aware of it. I was getting outside of my teenager brain and having those deep conversations and meeting people who grew up differently from me, who had different orientations in different ways. And it expanded my mind to realize like there are good people that are very different from me and I need to be more open-minded and more aware. And that didn't really happen until I moved to New York and I was teaching in the Bronx and was able to meet all of these amazing people and expand my horizons.
I love that. I mean, there's no better place to do that than New York City.
Right.
And that's the dream, right? That's the dream. If we grow up in rural America, many of us dream about living in New York, right? And we go there for that reason because our hearts want that. You know, we want to see that diversity, that vibrancy that there is in the world. And we don't see that in rural America, right?
Yes. And I just want to share really quickly, this is fascinating. My master's thesis was all about cultural identity. And it happened because my students had filled out something for one of my ESL classes, asking them to map different races in the United States, and all of them put their own race or what they saw in the Bronx, right? It was either Latino or African American, like big bar chart, and then like white and Asian, super, super tiny, because that's what they saw when they went outside. And it brought up some really fascinating conversations, because that was sort of why they felt so underrepresented in politics, in the media. And just as teenagers, you just sort of know what you know.
What you see.
And it became a really fascinating study to have those conversations and talk about it. So for the same way that I went living in Idaho in the West, and what I saw was what I knew, it was the same for them. Yeah. But so different in a way. It was fascinating, Lindsay.
I love it. And we have to know how many people there are that look like us, so we know that we have a voice, right? I mean, that's the key, the representation, to know that there is a voice that people can take,
definitely,
right? If they feel like they're underrepresented, that's huge. Yeah. So yeah, we have kind of entered into a new social climate, and I think it's really exciting, you know?
Yes.
So yeah.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen, and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, so Aubrey, we've really gotten into some good stuff here. Let's get back to it here. So what's another way to say this idea of a climate?
Yes, this came up in our initial conversation, in this day and age, which we use to say now, at the present time. You'll hear this a lot. We use this all the time.
Yes, I love it. You know, and you know, in at All Ears English, guys, one sample sentence, you know, we teach vocab for this day and age. Right. We see that the textbooks are a little outdated.
Exactly.
So we challenge those textbooks, don't we, Aubrey?
And we see how English is evolving, right? And that's what we want to share with you. How is it evolving? How do we speak in this day and age?
Exactly. Do we have a sample sentence here?
Yeah, we might say, in this day and age, we're more reliant on technology. Mm. Reliant meaning dependent, depending on something, right?
Yeah.
Imagine if there were a power outage for days and days, the business world would really take a hit a lot. In Arizona, if we didn't have air conditioning, what would we even do? We're very reliant on technology.
Yeah, when I think about that, I think about hospitals, right? Imagine, like, hospitals are so vulnerable and reliant on their technology. You know?
Yes, right? They need the best backup generators money can provide.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So that's good. What else? What else here?
Well, there's another one just to say these days, which means now at the present time. Mm-hmm. You might hear, these days, it's difficult for young adults to purchase a home. It's just another very native way to say, in this day and age, to say today.
Yeah, I love how useful these phrases are for our listeners, because you're going to be talking about current events all the time. Trends, what's happening with the real estate market. A lot of things are changing, right?
Yes. And so it makes for fascinating conversations. It comes up all the time with friends and neighbors, because it is changing and crazy. And this is what you want to be able to talk about to build those connections.
All right. So let's show our listeners, Aubrey, exactly how it's done today in this role play, guys. We're going to be comparing today's business world to what it was like at our first jobs. When was your first job, Aubrey? How old were you? What year?
I was 14 and I worked at a potato factory that I could ride my bike to. And it was crazy. It's nuts to me thinking back that I even did this. I would work all night and then I would go to high school the next day. I would work from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. and then I would go home and go to school.
I feel like that would be illegal after school.
Yeah, it probably was illegal then.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, my situation wasn't that extreme, but I worked at a Dunkin' Donuts when I was 15, 16. And I also had pretty early mornings, not all night. I started at 4:30. So I would get up about 3:30 and work until like 10 or 11. So it was a reality check into the real world, for sure.
For sure. I'm realizing I was probably 16 when I got that job. That was the legal working age, because that was my first like W-2 income.
W-2,
but I did have a job at 14 in a potato field on a combine, like a big tractor, like throwing dirt clods and raw potatoes.
Your Idaho upbringing. I love it.
It's a little different for you and I, right? Yours is a little more standard, average American.
It's pretty standard. Yeah. It had to be potatoes. It's Idaho. I mean, you know, it had to be potatoes. That's hilarious. Oh my God. All right. Let's do this role play. Here we go.
Okay. I'll start us off. What do you think is different about the business world these days?
Well, this day and age, individuals are trying to be more aware of diversity at every level.
For sure. I think that's definitely something that's changed about the social climate at most companies.
Yeah. So guys, short and sweet, but a very common start of a conversation you might have with a friend or a native speaker.
Get deeper after that, right? Share your opinions. So interesting to talk about.
Yeah. So what did we use here? You said, what do you think is different about the business world these days, right?
Yes. This is so native, instead of saying today or, you know, just to that little expression these days.
Yeah. I don't think I would really say in this context today, because it's a little feels too intellectual for me, almost like making a report or a presentation, not so much a conversation. Yeah.
100%. These days is what we would go with for sure. Yeah.
Yep. What else?
And then you said, well, this day and age, individuals. So we don't always say in this day and age. We often will leave off that preposition. We'll just say, well, this day and age, individuals are trained to be more aware.
Yes, I love it. So good. So good. So this is also a conversation you could have with your elders, right? This would be really interesting to open that conversation with
I've had this conversation with my grandparents, because I am very interested in what it was like when they were young. It's fascinating how much has changed.
Yeah. And the thing is, we're going to, you know, as people pass away, we're going to lose all of that information, right? We're going to lose, you know, I just kind of want to sit down with my mom and now my aunt and just like ask them more questions, just try to get more information from them so we don't lose it.
Fascinating. I remember my grandma telling me that when she was little, she remembers when there were only horse-drawn carriages, no cars. And I was like, mind blown, because you just forget.
Right.
It wasn't that long ago.
She's seen so much in her lifetime. Crazy. And look at how good this conversation is, guys. We could keep going. We can't, because we don't have time, but you can now with your colleagues or your friends in English. So what's the takeaway for our listeners, Aubrey?
Yes. Don't shy away from using this vocab. Discuss the current climate with friends and coworkers. Such a great way to get beyond small talk.
Yeah, so good, so good. All right, Aubrey, you have a good rest of the day, and I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thanks, Lindsay. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.